When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 122 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. I just want to say, once again, for the month of September, we broke another record. You and me, us together, we broke another record. So thank you for continuing to download. Thank you for continuing to tell people. Thank you for the reviews that continue to come in. If you haven't done a review and you've listened to this for a while, especially on Apple Podcasts, would love for you to do a review there. More importantly, would love for you just to keep listening. So just wanted to start by saying thank you for that. This week, I kind of fretted maybe over what the title was going to be. I had the content, but I was kind of fretting over the title. You know, I wanted to make it a title that would be certainly real and authentic, but also one that would help people that maybe are struggling to be disciplined to hop on and listen. Because these are going to be, as a lot of, I think, my podcasts are, simple yet profound, simple yet hard to do and to continue to do, because discipline in itself requires that you do something over and over and over again, right? Whether you're trying to discipline your mind, whether you're trying to discipline your body, whether you're trying to show discipline in stopping something or starting something, it takes concentrated effort over time. It's why, you know, it's something like 90% of podcasts that start, it might be higher than that, never make it past 3 or 4 months, because it takes discipline to show up every week. You know, that's why people that, you know, start with New Year's resolutions in January to get in shape, why, you know, less than 3 weeks in, they've already stopped going to the gym, or they've stopped getting on the thing that they bought or got for Christmas, because it's hard. To be disciplined and to stay disciplined is not easy, particularly in the areas where we struggle or where we have struggled historically with our lives. And quite frankly, most things that are easy, we don't need to be disciplined with. You know, it's easy to eat fried chicken, or it's easy for me to eat cheesecake, or easy to eat dessert. That's not hard. It doesn't take discipline to do that. It takes discipline to not do that, or to only take one bite, right? Or, you know, to walk one day a week is fairly easy, but to walk daily, or to work out daily, or to lift weights, or whatever it is, it takes work. And it takes repeating, and it takes doing it over and over again. And what's fascinating is, on both sides of the coin, this is true, right? Because if you begin to live a disciplined life in areas, then you will look up and all of a sudden you will have done something for a month or 2 months or 6 months or a year or 2 years. The same is true when you don't live a disciplined life and you look back and you're like, where did that month go? Like, it's already October. Like, we're almost into December, which is going to be Christmas, right? Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Where did the year go? And that's what happens when we're either disciplined or, most of the time for people, undisciplined, not disciplined. So I go back to this title, and the title is 6 Keys to Start Living a Disciplined Life. If you're already disciplined in a lot of areas, this one may not be for you. You can just kind of listen as you move along, or maybe you want to send it to someone that you think it can help. But if you struggle to be disciplined in areas, then I'm going to give you six things that hopefully will help you. And you may listen to this at the end and still go, well, duh, you know, those are pretty simple. Well, they are simple. But my challenge to you is when we come back next week and the week after and the week after, and then all of a sudden it's November, have you continued to do some of these? Because then you can look back and go, oh, yeah, that was pretty easy if you've continued to do it. If you haven't continued to do it, then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm just not very disciplined. And some of you just need to be honest with yourselves. You know, you've kind of fooled yourself for a long time. You thought, well, I would like to be disciplined. I'd like to be disciplined in certain areas. And you're just not. That's just not what you've committed to. Doesn't mean that you can't. Doesn't mean that that's kind of your lot in life, because that's just who you are. We know we can rewire the brain. We know we can generate those feelings of motivation and those feelings of want to and those feelings of doing it regardless. But you have to be willing to do it. You have to be willing to pay the price. You have to be willing to be disciplined each and every day. So let me give you some. Number one. And I've had six. I'm going to give you a bonus, because the bonus I'm going to throw in here. The bonus is make your bed every morning. That's the bonus. Make your bed every morning. Or do one task. If somebody else makes your bed, you know, you live with your spouse and they make the bed, great. Do one task every morning that requires you to start to show your brain that you can discipline yourself. Whatever that task is for you, do one task. For a lot of us, it can be making our bed. You make your bed in the morning. You've completed one thing as you start the day, and you do it every single day. Okay? That's a bonus. Here we go. If you want to get in shape, if you are already in a little bit of shape, if you've never been in shape, here's how you start. You do one push-up. Yeah. I told you it was simple. You start by doing one push-up. Can you do one push-up every day until we meet again next week? Just one. And if you want to be an overachiever, do one push-up and one set-up. Now, some of you already go, oh, I can do one. That's easy. I mean, I can do that every day. So, you know, some of you do one, then the next day you do two, then the next day you do three, and then by day four, what happens? I'm a little sore. I haven't been working out before. I'll just skip today. Maybe I'll skip tomorrow, you know, and then it's next week and we're back here again. You're like, oh, I did it again. I couldn't do it. I wasn't disciplined for a week. So can you do one push-up per day? Start today, repeat tomorrow, right? How to start getting in shape? You start. And you can start by doing that one push-up. Maybe you're already in pretty good strength shape. Maybe it's that you need to walk for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Can you walk for 5 minutes? You can make these however you want and however they need to be adapted to your life. The point is you do it and you repeat it. You do it and you repeat it. And you start small, because our brains want to go, oh, no, 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 that's too easy. But your brain knows who you are. And your brain knows that historically you've not been able to maintain what you've told yourself you're going to do. So that's why I'm telling you, and that's why you're listening here, and me and you're just having this conversation, just us. Just do one push-up, and then do it again tomorrow, and do it again the next day. And some of you who are real honest with yourself are nodding your head and going, you know, he's right. I don't. I'm not very disciplined. I haven't been very disciplined. Now's the chance for me to start. So start by one push-up. Number two, start by drinking one glass of water a day. Again, I'm setting the bar low here, people. Right? One glass of water. Some of you never drink water. Water is the best thing that you can put in your body. One glass of water a day. You're like, oh, but you're supposed to have 32 ounces or 18 ounces or 16 ounces. I don't care. Drink one glass of water. Can you do it every day? Right? Start today, repeat tomorrow. One glass of water. I guarantee most of you are going to have coffee in the morning. Right? You have the coffee. You're disciplined in that. I like my coffee too. I like it black, by the way. I don't put anything in it. Like a high grade of coffee, but also drink some water. One glass of water a day. start to see your body change. You'll start to get a little healthier just by one glass of water a day. Can you do it? Is that something you want to do? Okay. For some of you, this is for you. Start by paying down one debt. Some of you are in debt up to your eyeballs, right? And you're like, I'll never get out of it. Start by paying down one debt. Pay your smallest debt off. And if you can't pay it all off at once, that's fine. But start chipping away. Get that smallest debt paid off. When you get the smallest debt paid off, you can start with the next one. But you start. You will never get out of debt unless you start. You'll never do it. It will stay there and it will haunt you. And then at the end of the day, you'll either file bankruptcy or you'll have some sort of thing, and you'll never get out of debt unless you start. Some of you need to start that now. You need to start today. And you're like, well, the economy's terrible. And why don't I? Okay. You can still start. Put a small amount toward that debt and begin. And begin with the smallest one first so you can see the progress. For some of you, here's another one. Start by reading one page a day, or download Audible, you know, or download a book, or, you know, book on whatever, book on CD, book on the internet, book on whatever. I like Audible. Read one page a day. Read something that's going to help you with your thought life, something that's going to help you with your emotional life, something that's going to help you move forward, something that's going to help you with your finances. I don't care what it is. Something that's positive, something that you can read each day. One page. Yeah. Number five, for some of you that are in sales, start by making one sale. Some of you don't make the phone calls that you need to make in order to make the sale. Some of you aren't disciplined enough to sit down and do the work that you need to do in order to make that one sale. And you're like, well, everybody else seems to be successful. What are they doing? They are disciplined. They make the phone calls. If you're in sales at all, you know the yeses are in the no's. You've got to get no's in order to get the yeses. But you have to be disciplined enough to make the phone call. So start by getting that one sale. Can you do that work this week before we meet again next Thursday? Can you make those phone calls? Can you calendar out your day? Can you go see the person you need to see in order to jumpstart or restart your sales career? Some of you are really struggling with this right now, but it goes back to being disciplined and giving yourself every opportunity and every chance to make that sale each and every day. And the last thing is start by attending maybe one event, whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe there's something out there that you've not done that you want to do, and it's a social event, and you can go attend that one event. Go do it. Get yourself out of your house and go attend an event. Go see a speaker. Go attend something that's going to help you. You don't even have to pay for it. Find something that's free. Somebody's out there speaking about something that you can get out of the house and you can go get a little social, right? You can, again, some of that discipline, right? This might be one of those self-help things. It might be one of those self-help talks. It might be a nutrition talk. It might be it could be anything. I don't care. I'm again, the bar is pretty low here. Just get out there and do something so you can start today growing yourself and you can continue doing it tomorrow. So here you go. First thing, do something in the morning, right? Make your bed. But then the six that we're talking about. Start by doing a push-up. Drink a glass of water. Start by paying down one debt, your smallest debt first. Start by reading. Read one page. You don't have to read a whole book. You don't have to read a chapter. Read one page. Start by making that one sale or those calls that you need to make to ensure that one sale. And then start by attending one event. Go find an event you can attend. I hope that information is helpful. Some of you really need this. Some of you have really struggled with discipline your whole life. Some of you are sitting today going, how did he know? I know because I work with guys, you know, all the time that struggle with discipline, they struggle with mindset, they struggle with just the daily grind of life. And when you can be more disciplined in areas, and all of these areas you're probably not undisciplined in, but there are one or two or three that you struggle with, when you can start there, then you can start making progress. And if I can help you, you reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com or drdarrenwilson.com. Love to hop on a call with you. It's really simple, and we can get to work hopefully next week. Reach out to me. See you next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.